School districts across New York State have to submit their plans for reopening to the State Education Department by Friday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Central New York superintendents are explaining to their school boards what a hybrid model of in-person and remote learning would look like.
At a Jamesville DeWitt Board of Education meeting on Monday, Superintendent Peter Smith said under their hybrid model, all kindergarten and first grade students would return in person full-time with social distancing. Students in grades 2 through 12 would attend school in person either Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday, with Wednesday being a remote day. One school board member said it would be hard on parents of students in grades 2 through 5 to not have their kids go into school every day. Smith says they made their decision based on space and staff constraints. Classroom capacity ranges from about 19 to 21 students. But with social distancing, Smith says the capacity drops to around 16 or 17 students.
If you're bringing everyone back, you need to have the space or additional space for those kids to be located in. And even when you look creatively at using gym space or cafeteria space with our classes and with the way our buildings are configured, our buildings run out of space very quickly.
Also, if there are more classrooms, there needs to be more teachers. The Syracuse City School District's hybrid model has half of students, pre-K through 8th grade, attending school twice per week. High school would be all virtual, except for science labs and career and technical education labs. Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to announce next week a final decision on schools opening. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.